Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, it was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Look, give it a call. I'm always, always interested in what you have to say, what you might have to say, I should say. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. You know, texting, tweeting, being involved in the conversation. You should always be involved in the conversation. Whether you think we're listening or not, because I got to tell you, I cannot read those and do the show at the same time. I know some of you give me a lot of credit for being a heck of a lot smarter than I am. But seriously. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. What I really would love you to do, and some of you have already done this, so yeah, God bless you. Thanks for helping out. I really, 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 really do appreciate it. As you know, I was one of the people that worked hard and got Katie Hill removed from her seat for just mostly for being a hypocrite, for calling out President Trump for the same things that she was doing. And if we don't start doing that, if we don't start, you know, I know some of you think it's a lost cause. I've talked to a few of you. It's not a lost cause. We can still win this fight. But we have to be willing to put ourselves out there. We have to be willing to take the beating, if you would. Put on our flak jackets and go for it. And I'm willing to do that, but I need help. And I'm not the only one. There's plenty of others out there. So if you want to know, we are now in a lawsuit with Katie Hill, and you can help out by going to therealside.com/helpjoe. That's therealside.com/helpjoe. I don't want to go through the whole thing. You guys can figure it out, work it out, and decide what you want to do. That's really what it boils down to. You want to help, you don't want to help, all up to you. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Dana Chang joins me. She's an editor at China News and with Epoch Times. And we're going to, you know what? It's all things China, people. They're up front and center. Joe seems to, these were the people that we could eat their lunch, but apparently we couldn't eat their lunch. Remember? 855-REAL-JOE. Again, as I said, 855-732-5563. There's so many stories to talk about that are going on. Kamala Harris actually fumbled when she was challenged on the school reopening. Right? I mean, has anybody heard that or seen that? When you're working overtime to pander to more than one constituency, it can be really tough not to make yourself look real ridiculous, which is what she's done. Now, that was a conundrum that faced the vice president on Wednesday, when she appeared on the Today Show, and she had a chance. Well, she danced around it. She danced around it. And when she appeared on the show, you could see that she was, I'm looking for? Right? She was totally taken back. And she was, the experts have said it's okay for teachers to go back to school, even without being vaccinated against coronavirus, while attempting to placate the teachers' union who don't want their teachers back in the classroom. That's according to the New York Post. Now, she kind of dodged the question, if you would. I shouldn't say she kind of. She did dodge the question. And she should have just been upfront and honest about it. So they asked for guidance and how they were going to safely reopen. Or this was from, what's her name, Savannah Guthrie. I don't watch this stuff. She went on to say, can you reassure teachers who are listening right now that it is safe for them to go back to school even if they're not vaccinated? Think about that. Even, right? If these public health measures like distancing and masks are being implemented. So she goes on to say, first of all, let me just say this is, and the president has said it, that we're all really clear. Teachers should be a priority. Well, okay, and can you answer the question? Teachers are critical to our children's development. They should be able to teach at a safe place and expand the minds and opportunities of our children. So teachers should be priority along with other frontline workers. We're going to make them a priority. Guthrie went on to say, but if they're not vaccinated, is it safe for them? Well, I think that we have to decide if we can put in place safety measures. This is why, I mean, just rambling on and on and on. I mean, think about it. She can't, the woman can't give you a succinct answer. And it's not because, and don't give me this stuff, it's not because she's a woman. I don't want to hear it. It's because she's a politician first. That's why. Seriously. I'll call you at 16 past. Now, she went on again, right, and tried to save herself. She said, well, I think we have to decide if we can put in place safety measures, why it's important that we pass the American Rescue Plan. See, now let's push them over. Let's push them over to legislation that isn't going to help. Not in the grand scheme of things. This is why it's so important we pass the American Rescue Plan, she said. But, you know, there's always somebody, I mean, Guthrie wouldn't let it go, and God bless her for doing that. And she interrupted her again. She says, look, I don't want to beat this to death. I just want to know if there are teachers listening, right? And the CDC has said that they don't have to be vaccinated to go back. Are they a priority? She still wouldn't answer the question. You know why? Because she's afraid of the teachers' union. Let's just be honest about it. Even Jake Tapper, who I'm not on the same page with, was scratching his head trying to figure out what was going on, what was being sold, what was being told. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Dana Chang joins me right after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she...
We are back.
Like the fella once said...
To listen to the Real Side of GCN Live, always a pleasure. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution anyhow. Right? You always want to make sure that you have a clue, that you have information. You're not just a victim of your last tweet, if you would. So I do appreciate your time with me, and that's why I bring on people that actually have a clue, because I don't have one. And I mean that sincerely. I've got the time to research. I've got the time to call people and get the right people on the show, and that's how we make it happen here. So I want to welcome again to the show senior editor at China News, and she's also with Epoch Times, Dr. Dana Chang. Dr. Chang, thanks so much for being today. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us here on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me again.
Always. Very, very informational, and again, I do mean that sincerely. I do like having you on. Beijing now is really pushing to try to sway U.S. policy, and they're using climate change to do it. They're basically saying, you know, we believe in this. We're willing to work hard with this with you. We want you to come on board with us. But China doesn't care. I mean, not the Chinese people, but the government. They don't care about climate change. They're one of the biggest polluters on the planet, are they not?
Right. The pollution in China is so severe. Like the farmers will not eat the product they make. The seafood farmers, they don't eat seafood. In Beijing, if like diplomats going to Beijing, they would bring along their air filter, like air pollution filter.
Wow.
And when they, each morning when they walk out of their apartment, they have to check the pollution level, you know, PM level. That's almost like we check weather. And that's how serious it is.
Oh my. That's unreal.
So it's, if it's too serious, then you stay home. So each day they monitor the pollution level. So the reason that China want to encourage America to join all the groups that take care of so-called climate change issue is to see America spend money. That's a way to weaken the economy of America.
Yeah, and you're right. Now, it looks again like they're resurrecting all these climate change implementations or policies here in this country, and it's going to do nothing but cost us a bunch of money, and I don't think it's going to make much of a change at all. I've had climate change people on the show, professors and scientists and what have you, and again, the way the Democrats or the liberals talk about climate change, it's almost like all we have to do is spend all this money and it'll start to, it'll fix itself in the next 5 or 10 years. I've been hearing this since the late 60s, early 70s. And really, I don't know how you feel. You and I haven't talked about this or in detail about it anyhow. We do have climate change. It's not man-made. It's what the Earth does. It goes through cycles. Am I not correct, or do you want to shed some light on that?
Well, sometimes scientists would push out a theory that's very hard to, like, with evidence to back up.
Right.
And that become a policy, and push a policy, that's push a kind of a global order. It's almost like this is a socialist system. You get the rich country like America to spend a lot of money, and somehow, you know, different countries can split. All kinds of organizations, global organizations, were set up, and they say, oh, America, you can play a leadership role here, but actually they want America to spend a lot of money.
Yes, I agree with you. You know, we were going to hit on that in a minute, and you know, I heard today that President, I can't even say his name, President Biden wants to give WHO $4 billion to help them with the rollout of the vaccine to other countries, you know, less prosperous countries. How do you give that kind of money to a group that has lied to us before, that sticks up for China? And who are they buying the vaccine from? Is it going to be from China? Is it going to be from the Russians? Is it going to be from here?
Well, unfortunately, who has been really supporting any narrative from Beijing, and that's not responsible for American people or for the people around the world. And it's insane to see America continue to support that organization.
Yeah, it is really amazing to me when we know that. But really, this is the dirty part of politics that people don't either believe or don't understand. You know, look at what Joe Biden's done since he's been in there. Everything has been either China-centric, Iran-centric, or frankly, illegal alien-centric. What has he actually done to help the American people? Let's spin it off a little bit here to the Chinese vaccine. You know, this is a big power play for them. They can, quote-unquote, produce and get vaccines out to the world, if you would, pretty quickly, or so they say. But I don't believe that's true either.
So China had tried to clone the entire system of America, and so biotech actually is a field that's very easy to clone or easy to migrate the intellectual property. So as soon as they get idea or get some information from America, they set up the same lab and produce the same thing. And right now, as we know, that doctors and nurses and educated people in China are reluctant to take a vaccine from China. They, if they need to take anything, they choose something made, you know, in the West. So they're reluctant to take a vaccine that made in China. And China is cracking down so-called criminal ring that export the fake vaccine. So all the export system is controlled by the government. So it's either the government-related people are making big money through exporting, or they are actually making a story trying to cover up any accident that may be caused by the vaccine. It's very odd for Chinese to see this kind of propaganda, because it's not possible that the individual can make vaccine and can export. The channels are all state-owned.
Well, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the vaccine, but I also want to talk about other drugs that come out of China. I don't know if we have any way to check it and make sure that they're, you know, that they're real. I know there are people that are concerned about it, concerned about other things that come out of China from a pharmaceutical perspective. Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. Chang right after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden tried to boost U.S. confidence for coronavirus vaccines. He visited a Pfizer production facility in Michigan. He says it's essential that people get the shots and not shy away.
I can't give you a date when this crisis will end, but I can tell you we're doing everything possible to have that day come sooner rather than later.
There's been a key change to the U.S. immigration policy. The government has released 25 asylum seekers who had been held on the Mexican side of the California border with notices to appear in court. This finally ends their long wait in Mexico. The group was first tested for COVID-19 and is now quarantining in hotel rooms. This is a big departure from the Trump policy of keeping them out of the country. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you really do have to be. You really have to be part of the conversation. I mean, love you guys, like, again, in the chat room. There's some stuff in there you're talking about now. I didn't know much about it. But there's a lot of vitamins. Well, let me talk to Dr. Chang about it. I really appreciate her time when she comes on with us. Senior editor of China News and with Epic Times, Dr. Dana Chang joins me. And Dr. Chang, first of all, always appreciate your time with me, and I mean that. And you're just a wealth of information that we don't usually get, or shows like mine usually don't get firsthand information on. So thanks for being with me very much.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You know, we have one of the things that we've talked about over the years is how China is in, not just in the pharmaceuticals, but, you know, vitamins and healthcare products and that kind of stuff that is shipped from China to this country. They don't have the same guidelines that we have, do they?
No. That's why the elite, the rich people in China, they will not take things made in China. They choose made in America, made in Europe. They know the system. They don't trust the quality.
Right.
And a lot of China product get freely, you know, get into this country through Amazon and through Mexico border. A lot of drugs that family, for example, flood into this country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No question about it. And Amazon, I mean, everything on there. When I go looking for stuff on eBay or Amazon, I've even gotten to the point now where I look to see where it's coming from. You know, and well, if it's coming from China, I go out of my way to look for it for somewhere else.
Well, you know, the website doesn't specify where the product is made from. At most, say imported, right? Actually, a lot of the Chinese set up stores on Amazon. They can send stuff to a warehouse in Amazon. Yep. So basically, the whole globe become, you know, one marketplace and compete. So American people do not have that prestige anymore. And so you have, like, people from every country competing with you on the same platform.
Yep.
And then there's no quality check of the products there. Okay, talking about a vaccine, one victim is Taiwanese people. Actually, when the COVID outbreak from China, starting that time, the country that made the best protection of its citizen, that's Taiwan. They shut down the border first. They make sure they increase the production of face mask. They reported to who? WHO. WHO just ignored them. So, but they protected their country. So until today, they never shut down their school. They have never shut down their restaurant. People just live a normal life. Mm-hmm. And now they try to purchase vaccine from Europe, from Germany, but later on, their contract got canceled because all this vaccine goes through a coordinating party, which is China. So China control their import of COVID, and China want them to import China-made COVID. So imagine, they had the best control of the rate. I think until now, they probably had around 10 deaths total of COVID.
Wow.
So that model, the whole world should learn. But now China want to export COVID. So imagine, they control the COVID. So Taiwanese are saying, what are we going to do? So if we use their COVID, like Communist Party say, hey, we controlled your your spread of the virus. Oh, we saved your life. You know?
Yep.
And then how can you get independent from Beijing's control? So it's very hard for Taiwan. Trump supported Taiwan a lot because their value is the free world value, it align with us. I'm not sure right now, and I think U.S. need to support Taiwan. Yeah, otherwise, you know, CCP will take Taiwan right away and will control that whole area, you know, the ocean area.
Yeah. Well, I'm concerned that we've been letting them get away with, you know, you obviously closer to this than I am. Look at what they've done to Hong Kong. I mean, these were people. When they were, you know, when they saw the freedoms being taken away from them, they were waving American flags. They were, you know, singing our anthem, and that seems to have gone away from the news. And I would imagine they're still in a lot of trouble there. Especially the ones that were waving our flags and singing our praises, aren't they?
Right. Now they don't want Hong Kong people to leave. Some Hong Kong people hold a kind of a passport issued by UK. It's an overseas passport, meaning you can enter UK freely. Now China is trying to block them from leaving Hong Kong.
Wow.
It's like hold them as a hostage, because if they go, they bring certain wealth away from them. You know, Beijing people really just want to take Hong Kong. They don't want the Hong Kong people, but they think that if these people flow to other country, they take away some wealth, and they want to control that.
Wow. I'm just floored by this, because, you know, we saw people for years. I mean, I heard people talking about how this was going to take place, but they weren't quite sure whether those people were going to retain their freedom. And then some said, well, no, they'll retain their freedom. It's in the agreement. I go, okay, so China's going to live up to 100% of the agreement? I don't think so. I don't see it happening.
No.
And
no.
It just shows you how dull we can be.
CCP is a communist. You know, it's like a communist never honor any agreement. Never.
No, they don't. Yeah. I want to go back to what you started, the road you started going down, which is, you know, you look what's happening at Taiwan. You know, you look at the military actions that you have with the Chinese in the South China Sea there. And you had said something, I think it was last week, that you didn't really think that they're just trying to see if we would defend, how far we'll let them go. But how far would the Chinese go? Do you think they'd really get into some kind of, some kind of fight with us, if you would, or minor battle between planes or boats, or you think they would back away from it?
Oh, if America show weakness, of course, they will advance. They will go as far as you allow them to.
Interesting. Yeah, I that Middle East, the Middle Eastern, the Asian area, all of that just totally floors me in the way we deal with them and have dealt with them. We've been trying to appease many of those groups for years, and it doesn't work. And when Donald Trump came in, he knew what they needed. They needed to see that we weren't going to back down from a fight, that we were strong, that we were resolved in what we were going to do. And now they know. They know it's Joe Biden. He doesn't even know where he is half the time. It's just amazing to me. So let me ask you, how do people, and I know that Epoch Times, they've had their YouTube channel demonetized, just like mine has been. So how do people find your articles? How do they, you know, find Epoch Times on maybe YouTube or other places? I don't know where else you are.
Oh, please visit our website, theepochtimes.com. And another website is readepoch.com. Epoch spelled E-P-O-C-H.
Yeah.
Get on our website. You can check. You can get the real news every day. And you can get the print delivered to your house.
For those of you who have written me and said you missed the newspaper, you can still get a newspaper, a real newspaper from Epoch Times. And we have a couple copies of it here. I know it's really funny. Some of my neighbors get it. So I do very much appreciate it. Dr. Chang, I really appreciate your time with me, too. We get so much information from you when you're on the show with me. You have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. Thank you for being with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you listen to Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than nothing. If you can figure out what that means, you're 12 steps ahead. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always appreciate the time being spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting it, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, right? You know the drill. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot you can get involved with. And I do appreciate, very much do, and you guys know this, I appreciate your time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Now, some of you may have caught it. I don't know. But, you know, we're moving towards same show, changing the name of the show. I'll have some new paraphernalia and mugs and that kind of stuff once it starts coming in. For those of you who have, you know, donated to the cause and helped out and what have you, you will get a mug, maybe even a T-shirt if I have those come down the road, and a few other things. Also, just be involved, be engaged. That's really what it boils down to. You will make a difference if you have information. If you don't have information, we're just going to sound like those people that we never want to sound like. Speaking of which, so, recently in the Ben Shapiro show, I saw this clip of this feminist, I guess, if that's what you want to call them, calling out other feminists and pretty much hitting it right on the head. But don't be surprised, don't be shocked. I know it's radio, you won't be able to see this person, but you'll be able to hear what they have to say. And I got to tell you, I was, just listen. How about we do it that way? Probably the best way to do it.
He's not totally wrong.
Before I get some TERFs up in my comment sections being like, women means adult human female. First of all, you. Second of all, Y'all don't even know your feminist history. Second wave feminism was about relieving women from their reproductive roles and duties.
You hear that? So apparently, reproductive rights, or feminism, if you would, excuse me, let me go over here. Feminism, if you would, was about relieving women of their reproductive rights and duties. I was, I got to be honest with you, I was totally unaware that you had reproductive rights and duties. Anybody else catch that? Because I wasn't aware of that. I was never taught that. But you got to pay attention carefully because it's the way they use their words. It's the way they discuss, the way they talk to us. Take a listen.
It's regressive to reclaim female as this, like, an end-all, be-all term for what womanhood is. Like, literally know your history. Feminism was not about that. Feminism was about alleviating these gender roles and gender duties based on reproductive capability. It was about getting rid of it. And that's why feminism belongs to us queers and trans people now, because it begat us. So fuck off, TERFs.
Just sick. Sick. They talk about this like now feminism has nothing to do. Come on, you guys, and you guys on the left, you brought this about. Feminism has nothing to do with, did you catch that? Feminism has nothing to do with females. Right? Because it was all about, squelching or moving women away from their duties. Boy, talk about a 1950s attitude. No. If you really want to hear feminists, the feminists that started the movement, the feminists that were all about having the same rights, the same opportunities, that women were equal to men, could get the jobs and what have you, that they were to be treated as such, not as second, third, or fourth class citizens. Which, frankly, growing up in a traditional Italian family, I never heard that women were second class citizens. I was always taught about the traditional family. You know, if you look at what that particular group is pushing, you look at what BLM is pushing, it's all about destroying, blowing up the nuclear family. Because as has been said over the decades, over the centuries, you destroy the nuclear family, you can destroy a society. And it's a true statement. It's very easy to prove. You know, guys like Larry Elder and others have talked about what happens when there's no dad in the home, when there aren't two parents in the home. The percentages go way up for people who, you have a better chance of being incarcerated. Girls have a better chance, when dad's not at home, girls have a better chance of getting pregnant out of wedlock and younger. We can go on and on and on with this. And this is where statistics and science that they don't want to deal with bears themselves out. As the black community, as Larry put it, as more and more homes in the black community, what was it, he said in the 60s or in the early 60s, 22% of black homes had no dad? It's Black History Month, so I'm hearing all this stuff. I trust Elder and a few other along his line. But when Larry Elder said back in the early mid-60s, only 22% of black homes had no dad in them. Now it's close to 80%. Why is that? Now, somebody's going to write me and say, oh, don't, that's because there's so many of them in jail, and that's because, the jails are rigged to the black folks. Look, I can't go down that road. You won't let me. I'll be more than happy to. But go for yourself. Go check out many, many, many of these, conversations, if you would, videos. Short videos, so you won't worry about putting yourself to sleep. But short videos about this, about what happens in fatherless homes. And it's funny how the men have been demonized, devalued, And it's not been by the feminist movement. They don't see men as detrimental, real feminists anyhow. They just wanted, in the early days, they wanted equal access, equal rights. But that's not the same today. Many in the feminist movement say we don't need men. Okay, that was sold on us that we had to have a family. It was sold on us that we had to have a man in the house. Well, you know what? Even psychiatrists, when it comes to raising children, the two different genders bring a lot to the house. They bring a lot to the child. They bring a lot to the upbringing and the strength of a child. You know, it's funny how they keep wanting to shove science in your face. They keep wanting to shove these things from a medical perspective in your face, except when it goes against what they believe in. What they believe in. Not what they know to be true, but what they believe in. Right? And they won't be happy. I told you this a long time ago. They won't be happy till they destroy the traditional family, the traditional ways of life. And look at them at these events. Like this one person just said, here was, I don't know if they're called transgender, transvestite, whatever they're called. This was a male. I don't know if they were pretending to be a female, they were real transgender or what. And talking for females. How do you do that? If you guys can write me emails telling me I can't talk for the black community, I can't talk for females, how does somebody with male genitalia, why do they get to talk for the female population? Why do they get to talk for the feminist movement? See, you're okay with it when the narrative kind of fits yours. But when it goes 180 degrees against yours, it's a problem. So I don't believe for a minute that Kamala Harris, that Joe Biden, that any of those people want unity, that they want to bring the country together. They want a bloodbath. It's the only way it works for them. Why are there 5,000 soldiers still around the Capitol? There's no imminent threat. Why weren't there 1,000 soldiers? Why haven't they sent 1,000 soldiers right now to Portland, to Seattle? Why can't we get a few thousand soldiers sent to Chicago before the weekend, before more people die? Because it's not about the truth that they care about people. They're going to try to stick this totally on the MAGA people, totally on Trump, totally on religious people. And don't give me this stuff. They're so stupid. They think we are. They show the same picture over and over of Joey B. in church. Like we're going to buy, he sits in the same pew on a regular basis, at the same exact place, in the back of the church with nobody around him. Right. You know, I loved it. A couple of weeks ago, he talked about having his own religious beliefs that he wasn't willing to push on everybody else, but he is willing to push everybody else's belief system on people of faith, like myself. When you see what's going on in school, wait, these kids are getting back to school? Wait till you see. I had a parent say to me today, I can't keep up with it all. I saw what it was. I just don't have time to deal with it all. Well, then you don't have time to be a parent. I'm sorry. I know some of you that really rattled. Those kids didn't ask for you. You asked for them. You went out of your way to have them. And if you really love them, and some of you say you love God, you protect his kids. So I'm going to see your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You got me. In the next hour, just me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.